So we have spent the hour hearing about how we can waste less food, but can we also make ourselves feel happier while doing it? Feeling good while we make greener decisions is the only way we can turn actions into habits, says behavioral scientist Xiaoying Zhao. And she has some life hacks that can help. Here she is on the TED stage.
Hey everyone, I'm Jay-Z. Not the cool rapper, but the professor trying to cool the planet through behavior change. The other day, I gave my students an assignment. I asked them to come up with individual actions they can take that serve two functions: reduce greenhouse gas emissions and make themselves feel happier. They did a great job coming up with actions to reduce emissions, but they had a much harder time with the happiness part. One student told me that he wanted to cut back on cheese. But right after he said that, he got really sad. Unfortunately, my students are not alone. When most people think about climate action, they immediately default to things they have to give up for the planet. This mindset is so ingrained in us, partly because the current narrative on climate action is about personal sacrifice. Drive less, eat less meat, shop less. Less, less, less. Now, I'm a behavior scientist, so trust me when I say this. This framing doesn't make us feel great. If anything, it makes us feel shameful and guilty. And those negative emotions are not conducive to long-term behavior change because they make us retreat and disengage. If the future of our planet depends on a few people willing to make personal sacrifices, we're not going to make it. So what should we do instead? The aha moment came to me at the end of a faculty meeting when my colleague, Elizabeth Dunn, approached me and asked, "Can we make climate action feel happy instead of miserable?" I said, "Of course." But then it struck me that I don't think anyone ever connected happiness to climate action. So Liz and I sat down to do exactly that. Liz is a happiness scientist. She knows what makes people happy. I'm a behavioral scientist. I know what makes people change their behavior. I'm also a human carbon calculator. I like figuring out exactly how much emissions certain activities have. So first, I came up with a list of actions that can substantially reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And then Liz identified the actions with the largest happiness benefits. And this is how we came up with what we call the happy climate approach. It's actions in the sweet spot that not only reduce emissions, but also make you feel happier at the same time. Now, I know that some of you might think that individual actions may seem trivial without large-scale system change. I get that. But let me tell you how I think about this as a behavior change expert. Our individual actions do matter because they can spread like a ripple effect to instigate collective action. They send a market signal to businesses, and they can trigger broader structural institutional change. So yes, we do need system change, but we also need individual behavior change. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. All right, now I want to take you on a whirlwind tour through some of my favorite happy climate actions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Great. Let's start with my pet bunny. A few years ago, my partner and I adopted Greenwich. She's adorable. She's also a vegan. We have so many plants with vegetables and fruits in our house, thanks to Greenwich. And because of that, I'm eating a lot more vegetables myself than I used to. Eating more plants can reduce agricultural emissions by up to 80%. I guess that part you may have known before. But do you also know that a plant-based diet can make you feel happier? So researchers think that this is because plants, so fruits, vegetables, are high in vitamins and phytochemicals that provide both antioxidant and anti-inflammatory benefits to the brain and the body. So the happy climate action here is eat more plants. But this does not mean never eat meat, because I can tell you that deprivation is a disaster for happiness. Instead, we should aim for the right balance of meat and plants in our diet that will make us maximally happy. Now, as you're thinking about this diet and this balance, understand that not all meat is created equal. 1 kilogram of beef emits about 100 kilograms of greenhouse gases. That's roughly the same as driving 250 miles. But other types of meat, like fish, pork, and poultry, have a lot lower emissions. But if you do want to eat beef, here's the happy climate hack. Make it a treat. One study shows that temporarily giving up something we enjoy can actually renew our capacity to savor that thing when we have it again. And that can increase our happiness. And beyond food, we can turn other things into a treat as well, like shopping. Now, you know that fast fashion has a huge climate impact. So instead of shopping often, make shopping a treat. And here's the happy climate hack. Jackets, jeans, shoes have a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. So treating ourselves to high-quality versions of these products that won't fall apart after a few wears is actually good for the planet. Underwear, on the other hand, have pretty low emissions. So, you know, please buy those whenever you need them. You're welcome. Now let's talk about waste. Do you know that if your space is clean, zero waste, and organized, you may feel happier? Let's take a look at perhaps the messiest part of everybody's home. The fridge. Some environmental experts recommend that we put perishables into the drawers and put the condiments at the door. I hate to say this, but I disagree. I don't think the fridge is designed with human behavior in mind. We often forget about the things in the drawers, right? Out of sight, out of mind. And that can lead to a lot of food waste and emissions. So what's the happy climate action here? Feng shui your fridge. By moving the perishables to the door and the condiments into the drawers, so I can catch things before they rot. I also fivefold my fridge, that is first in, first out, meaning moving older items to the front of the fridge so I don't forget about them. And this way you can have a zero waste clean fridge and you may feel happier. Now, beyond waste, we have to talk about travel. And here's the happy climate hack. Instead of saying drive less, we should say drive more people. Yes. Some studies suggest that the more time we spend with our friends and family, the happier we feel. So what this means is that instead of driving alone in our car, we should drive our friends. Because carpooling can turn those dreadful minutes behind the wheel into joyful moments of socializing. I think you get the gist here. And I encourage you to take a moment and think about the actions you can take in your own life that not only reduce emissions, but also can make yourself feel happier. There's probably a lot of those in this sweet spot. So please get creative. Because the bottom line is this. We need to change the narrative on climate action. We need to make climate action feel good. Because if we get this right, our future will indeed be happy. Thank you.
That was behavioral scientist Xiaying Zhao. You can watch her full talk at TED.com. Thank you so much for listening to our episode. It was produced by Katie Monteleone, James Delahoussaye, Rachel Faulkner-White, Harsha Nahata, and Fiona Guerin. It was edited by Sanaz Meshkinpour and me. Our production staff at NPR also includes Matthew Cloutier. Our executive producer is Irene Noguchi. Our audio engineers were Jimmy Keeley and Zoe Vangenhoven. Our theme music was written by Ramtin Arablouei. Our partners at TED are Chris Anderson, Roxanne Hilash, Alejandra Salazar, and Daniela Balarezo. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and you have been listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR.